Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones. Since 2008, Babcock has been operating in Canada and working with committed experts to design, build, manage, operate, and maintain assets that are vital to the delivery of critical public services. Globally, the company is 35,000 strong as an organization, and they help customers around the world to improve the capability, reliability, and availability of their most critical assets within key market sectors of marine, land, aviation, and nuclear. Recently, Babcock was awarded a contract for aerial firefighting by the government of Manitoba. This wildfire suppression service contract is for a period of 10 years. To talk more about the contract and the operation of Babcock in Canada, joining us today is Mike Whaley, President of Babcock Canada, and Jake Jacobson, Vice President of Babcock Canada. Gentlemen, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you.
Jake, when people think about Babcock, they think about submarines, and rightly so. Your company has done extensive maintenance and repair work on the four Victoria-class submarines. But to begin, could you give us an update on your submarine program?
I'll be pleased to do so, Richard. It's been a significant effort. We've had to take those submarines and working very closely with the Navy, and in particular the fleet maintenance facility on the West Coast. We've had to work hard to get those submarines into not just an operational state, but complete the some of the conversions and modernizations that have been needed to get it to this point. And each of these submarines has required requires of a million plus person hours or labor hours of work to effectively take a ship in a bottle, if you could think of a submarine in that regard as a ship in a bottle, and take those multiple systems, many of which are life critical, take those multiple systems out of the boat, refurbish, deal with corrosion, and if there are any repairs to be made, that kind of thing, and then eventually rebuild the submarine, or say the ship inside the bottle. And of course, things are packed so so tightly within a boat that it is a bit like a Rubik's cube, a 3D puzzle, putting it all back together and bringing the boats back to life, commissioned and ready for service. And we're just delighted to have seen the Chicoutimi, HMCS Chicoutimi, is very successful deployment to the Asia Pacific area, and are today significantly through the next major extended docking work period, which is for HMCS Cornerbrook, look forward to helping get that boat back in the water. And at the same time, of course, we're continuing to assist with Windsor on the East Coast and with HMCS Victoria itself on the West Coast.
So certainly, Jake, the program is quite extensive, and the attention to detail is key, and it sounds like these programs allow for the submarines to go back into service fully complete and right back up to par. Can you share with us what are some of the lessons that you've gleaned from the submarine programs that can be applied to future naval in-service programs, support programs, I guess I should say?
Right. Very good. Very good question, Richard. I think the significant lesson that I'll say is, has been learned for a long time with Babcock because of its focus, as you mentioned at the outset, of its focus on in-service support and working with complex equipments, whether that's on the nuclear side or the marine side or aviation side, and those equipments being engaged in critical services. So you have to get it right. And I'll say getting it right, not just from a performance, but a safe perspective is key, and getting it out on time so it's ready for operations is key. And one of the principal pieces of advice I think we would give to anyone contemplating a career or a thrust into the in-service support role is that you are working both for a customer, but you are working with a customer. So we work with the Royal Canadian Navy to ensure that we understand what work needs to be done, that we work with the fleet maintenance facility to support them where they could helpfully get some support or need some support in getting the boats that they are taking care of out to sea. So it's that I'll say that close collaboration with the customer set that is so important.
Well, that's an important point, and it probably contributes greatly to the success that you've had. Mike, Babcock has done some extensive work in the United Kingdom and the Australia regions. What are some of the lessons learned in those regions that you are incorporating in your operations here in Canada?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think in the naval space in particular, what we've learned from operations in the UK, where we operate three of the four main sort of naval facilities, is that the skill of the people is absolutely fundamental, and that's even more true on submarines than it is on warships, on the surface ship side. So what we've done in terms of that lesson and transferring it to Canada is we built a very, very capable team of submarine specialists who are largely based out of Victoria, but we obviously got the other facilities in Halifax and the head office in Ottawa. And that 450-odd people probably constitutes the bulk of the industrial submarine capability in Canada. And I know in Australia they've got a similar model. They look after different platforms, you know, the Anzac platforms in particular. But they have a similar model where they build a very, very capable team of people. And then the facilities that the teams use to do the work are almost a second-order problem. You know, there are many places where you can dock a ship or pull a submarine out of the water. This is all really about the skill of people that work on those. So we work really hard to build that team, keep that team engaged and energized and committed to what they're trying to do. And we have a good sort of system for developing new talent from universities in particular. So we're heavily engaged in the co-op program. And we bring those people in and train them up to be specialists on the kind of work that we do.
So it's knowledge applied.
I might add, Richard, to what Mike said, that and indeed Mike is a great example of that directly, that we have been able to network back into that expertise in the UK. So the extent, the scale, and scope of the submarine activity in the UK is very considerable, and we've been able, because of Babcock's involvement there, to network back to the expertise that we needed at any one time in any area.
Well, that's a good point, Jake. So everybody benefits from the experience from the different countries. Gentlemen, very few people in Canada are aware that Babcock also has a very strong record as an aviation service provider around the world as well. Mike, can you tell us about some of the services that you provide in this area and some of the different sectors that are utilizing your services?
Yeah, by all means. So Babcock has a sort of a global business in aviation as well as its other three sectors of marine, land and nuclear. The aviation business specializes in both commercial and military aviation. So on the military side, we provide a number of air forces around the world with military flight training, where the most notable areas are the UK and France, where we do that. And these are full service contracts where we not only train the pilots, we also look after the facilities, provide the aircraft, do the maintenance on the aircraft. So that kind of work, which we either do by ourselves or working with other companies, like so in France, we work with Dassault, for instance. We don't generally have an allegiance to any particular manufacturer of aircraft, so that allows us to choose the best aircraft for the particular requirements of an air force. And I think it's public knowledge now that we've also been pre-qualified to bid for the Canadian Air Force Future Air Crew Training Program, which will be coming to market during 2019 and beyond. So that's a major opportunity. So that's one area. The other areas are in aerial emergency services, and these cover aerial firefighting, air ambulance, and search and rescue. And we have contracts in all those three areas, all around Europe. We got some in Australia as well. But very recently in Canada, we won the contract in Manitoba for the aerial firefighting services for the province. So that's been our first major foray into Canada for aviation services, and we're looking to build on that. So we're probably the largest, one of the largest, certainly, air ambulance and aerial firefighting companies in the world. And we have the largest commercial fleet of aircraft in Europe, for example, employing around 600 pilots. So, you know, we're a major operator. And one thing that I think the customer here in Canada quite liked was the ability to tap into that global expertise, even though the problem was very local. Because if you think about sort of some of the areas and the provinces in Canada, then they're very similar to some of the other parts of the world that we work in, particularly in the northern climes of Europe. So we have a good expertise in that area.
Well, by the way, I'd like to congratulate you both on the contract that you've won in Manitoba for aerial firefighting services. That certainly is big news. I can understand why, especially with the level of international scope that Babcock brings to the table. Mike and Jake, could you share with our listenership a little bit about what that means? How's that contract going to benefit Manitobans?
Manitoba, by its, I'll say its geography and distribution of the population and so on, has both a wealth of natural resources, and in particular, we're talking here about forestry, but also mining, and it also has a spread of communities in the north, and so the principal contribution here and what we're frankly honored to have the opportunity to take on is that fire protection service for those natural resources and for those communities. And in that sense, we'll be taking advantage of Babcock already being the largest operator of water bombing aircraft, the Canadair water bombing aircraft. And so we're adding to that overall fleet with a particular focus in this case of protecting the resources and communities of Manitoba.
And I think it's worth probably just adding to that that a key part of our solution is to do all the work that we can in Manitoba and in particular in Winnipeg. So we're going to be establishing a operations center in Winnipeg where all of the aircraft will be maintained over the winter months. and we'll be using the existing government facilities at the three main operating bases at the PAS, Gimli and Thompson as well. So we're going to look to recruit as many of the people as we can locally, and obviously then set up the process to keep those people trained and working for the Manitoba province.
Well, that's certainly great news for Manitoba. Mike, I'd like to come back to you. So what does the future look like for Babcock Canada? What are some of the areas that you're going to expand into over the next few years?
Well, my remit is really to... it's quite wide-ranging in that I'm allowed to grow the business across any of the areas where Babcock currently operates. So that would be the marine, where we're obviously already very active and very, very, very proud of the contract we have for the Victoria-class submarines. We'll be looking to expand that where we can, but our main focus is to carry on performing on that contract. The aviation area we've talked about, so we'll be bidding for the military flight training contract, and we'll be looking to expand our air ambulance and aerial firefighting services across any of the provinces that make the decision that they want to either outsource their services or existing contracts come up for renewal. And the third area that we're just starting to look at but looks quite encouraging is civil nuclear. This is something that we're engaged in quite extensively in other parts of the world. We have a specific company, part of the Babcock Group, called Cavendish Nuclear. We are doing a market assessment as to what areas we might be able to help some of the existing major suppliers in. So we're not necessarily looking to be a tier one supplier, but we're looking to support the existing tier one companies who are involved in, you know, refurbishment and in some cases new build contracts. So that's quite encouraging. There's a shortage of engineers, skilled engineers in Canada, as there is in many parts of the world these days. So anything that we can bring to the table in terms of already skilled people and reach back support to our other operations, that will be very well received, I think, by the customers. So those are the three main areas that we're looking to operate in going forward.
It sounds like there's a very bright future for Babcock with lots of opportunity. We have had the privilege today to speak with Mike Whaley, President of Babcock Canada, and Jake Jacobson, Vice President of Babcock Canada. Gentlemen, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you, Richard.
Pleasure.